Speaking of the country reopening and slowly getting back to normal, I think it's fair to say that most of us are looking forward to that. And particularly, I think in the past week, there has been an uplift with that situation and in people's expectations as well. More and more services and facilities going back to normal. However, our next guest, not too enamoured with all things returning to what they were. And in his case, he's referring to the hen and stag parties, which congregate on Carrick and Shannon and have been for a number of years now, particularly at weekends. In a letter in this week's Leitrim Observer, Leslie O'Hara says it's not too late for accommodation providers to focus on what he calls decent staycation visitors who could add value to all businesses. Leslie, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, yeah. Niall. And before I get on to that, it's a pity that Des Gyokian is not supporting the same safe bylaws for anti-social drinking that are presently in operation in Sligo. And yet the councillors in Carrick and Shannon, have blocked it. And really, he should be paying a lot more attention to that rather than to one or two other flying kites.
Okay, well,
anyway,
unfortunately, he's gone. It's a bit he can't respond to that. But in any case, why are hen and stag groups of people not welcome in Carrick and Shannon? That's quite narrow-minded, is it not, Leslie, to paint the
world? Well, actually, a survey done earlier in the year, or last year, by the Leitrim County Council, actually identified that 60% of the population just were not in favour of hens and stags in Carrick and Shannon. Can I say that Carrick and Shannon is a fantastic town? There's millions being spent on it at the moment in terms of the town centre. It's got new restaurants opening. It's got coffee shops. It's got new tea rooms which are opening. We have Michelin star restaurants. We have the new Red Bank with a fantastic chef from Enniscrone. We have the iconic Oarsman. You know, we've archery. We've electric bikes. We've blue ways. We've clay pigeon shooting. You name it. You know. Mm. So you know, there's really a need now to reset. You know, the button in terms of the type of visitor that we can attract to Carrick and Shannon. And, you know, we've had an idyllic 14, 15 months without all the negative stuff that went with, you know, the hens and stags heretofore.
Okay, but they're spending money. It's good for business. It's good for the economy.
Well, it isn't, Niall, to the extent that, you know, the business is tightly controlled to the extent that, you know, there's really only three or four super pubs that are involved in it. As far as accommodation is concerned, you know, the hens and the stags are only interested in literally, you know, binging, because that's what it's all about. It's about a binging weekend. So the vast majority of their money goes on to alcohol and other drugs. So, you know, at the moment...
Well, you don't know that to be the case.
In what sense? I do. We've had a business. I've spoken to businesses in Carrick and Shannon that have to lock their doors on Saturdays. I mean, that's absolutely terrible. Saturday being the big, you know, retail day of the week, business having to lock their doors in the past is absolutely crazy.
All right, but these groups of people who come to Carrick and Shannon on a regular basis, they have to eat somewhere, they have to stay somewhere, they have to drink somewhere. Presumably they entertain themselves during the day with some of the many facilities, excellent facilities you have in Carrick and Shannon. So it's all good, is it not?
Well, the vast majority of them do, but there is a small minority, and this small minority unfortunately wrecks it for the rest of them. And it wrecks our town as well. You know, in the last 14 months, we haven't had any ambulances. We haven't had any young guard that have been wrestled onto the streets. We haven't had early morning sweepers out sweeping up the CRAP from the night before. You know, we haven't had boats avoiding the town at weekends because their crews just won't come in to Carrick and Shannon. So it actually has a negative knock-on effect. And the decent type of visitors that we're talking about just won't come near the place, you know, at weekends.
Mm. But to say in a letter, as you did, that, you know, the focus should be on attracting decent staycation visitors who could add value to all businesses. There's an element of snobbishness about that, Leslie, do you not think?
Absolutely not. You know, the type of restaurants and cafes and that exist in Carrigan and Shannon at the moment appeal to all price ranges and all brackets and whatever. So from that point of view, whether it's a Supermax or whether it's, you know, a top one-star, four-star restaurant, whatever, you know, we have it for everyone.
Yeah, but there's an undercurrent, an undertone of, you know, we want sort of, you know, the right clientele in Carrick and Shannon. Is that what you're saying?
Not, I'm talking about visitors to Carrick and Shannon that are actually going to spend money, you know, in a normal way.
But you see, I don't understand what that means. What do you mean spend money in a normal way? If you go into a pub and have a few drinks, is that not spending money in a normal way? If we go into a restaurant and have your dinner
absolutely,
or lunch?
Absolutely, Niall, but the restaurants won't let them in because they are so boisterous and so discommoding to all the other customers, you know, and many of them have, you know, door policies even during the course of the middle of the day. So from that point of view, it just totally destroys the atmosphere of the town. And that is the problem. And on top of that, you have, you know, shoppers, if you take sort of family type people who want to come in to the town on a Saturday, they will avoid it like the plague because of the parade of stuff that's going up and down. Like Carrick and Shannon just has one Lillier Street.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long street. It's about 2 kilometres long. But nevertheless, it is one big street. And that's also the issue.
Okay. The counter-argument has been made and continues to be made that, you know, Carrick and Shannon wouldn't be the busy, well-to-do town that it is, and it is, as you say, there's a lot going for it, as we well know, and it wouldn't be like that were it not for these weekend visitors and the money they bring in. So you mightn't like the form of tourism or the form of staycation, but they bring in the money, and the old expression again, the rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately there's a few rocks under that tide, Niall, and that is the problem. And you know, many's the boat has foundered on a rock. I mean, when we started into business in Carrick and Shannon, back 5-10 years ago, there was what I call a normal type of visitor visiting Carrick and Shannon. And we got a lot of really good, high-spending day trippers who came from Mullingar, who came from Longford, who came from, you know, areas within a 50-mile radius of Carrick and Shannon. They have not been coming to Carrick over the course of the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, because effectively the amount of, any time you hear Carrick and Shannon in national media or whatever, unfortunately it's to do with negative stories, and we've an awful lot of positive stories going for Carrick and Shannon at the moment.
Yeah, all right, okay. So aside from writing letters about it, and you've publicised it many times before, what could or should be done about it, or will anything be done about it in your opinion?
Well, I mean, you've got Leitrim Tourism Network, which, you know, has got 30 businesses involved in it at the moment. There's nobody from the accommodation providers that I'm talking about who is a member of that at the moment. And really, you know, I think they should be refocusing their efforts on trying to get, as I say, normal-type visitors into the town who are actually going to spend money in an equitable and fair way and, you know, add to the atmosphere that's there at the moment, because it's a beautiful, friendly town.
Mm. Well, absolutely. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Couple of comments coming in. You might want to respond to them. There are plenty of businesses, says this person, Leslie, throughout the Northwest. They would love to have bookings for hen and stag meals and accommodation. And somebody else says, Leslie needs a good night out himself. Most hens and stags are harmless fun.
What could I say to that now?
I don't know. If you can't beat them, join them.
It's been a long 14 and 15 months, but having said that, I'm well capable of having a really good night out. So, you know, what can I say?
Okay, and this listener, agree fully with Leslie. Carrick and Shannon is known, unfortunately, for its stags and hens, and that makes it unfamily friendly.
Can I say, it's not just Carrick and Shannon. There are two other towns in Ireland, which unfortunately are, you know, having the same problem. And I mean, speaking to colleagues in relation to this, I mean, Kilkenny has an issue there, and so does Carlingford. And Carlingford is under siege, you know, when this thing gets in. And there's only, you know, two or three businesses in Carlingford that are actually benefiting from that. But the whole town has to lock itself up. It's absolutely disgusting.